I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we are the hosts of the New Life Perspectives Radio Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And we just happen to be the team that created the Cogno Movement System. So today, we have a very, very special guest, Tom Palladino. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you both.
Yeah, and my friend Bill actually has some kind of a personal association with your work. So I'm going to pass it over to Bill. Bill, will you introduce Tom?
Okay, so a little bit about Tom. Tom is a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. Scalar energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space, and the universe. It originates from the sun and stars, chi, prana, om, mana. Life force, pyramid energy, or zero point energy are synonymous terms for scalar energy. He theorized that all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy, and that the sun of our solar system and the stars of the universe are the points of origin, the quote unquote storehouses for scalar energy. He further theorizes that scalar energy is an instructive energy, as the entire universe is instructed by this divine essence. Subsequently, all spiritual, cognitive, emotional, and physical actions in the universe is initiated and maintained by scalar energy instructions. Scalar energy provides order to the universe. Now, I gotta say, you know, if I was, I don't know, 15 years ago, I probably would have said, you know, whatever you're smoking, you know, give me some of that. You know, I wouldn't have believed any of it until, right? Everything, I always say, things become real when they become real in your experience. And this is equally true with your work, Tom. I had the good fortune of having some amazing teachers that helped me, Liz being one of them. And the group that I was with many, many years ago, there was a woman who got a terrible infection. And this infection was in one of her legs. And for years, she was fighting it. All kinds of antibiotics. They had, you know, antibiotic drip. The doctors pulled out every stop. She was hospitalized, in and out of the hospital. They simply could not control the infection in her knee. And ultimately, they had scheduled to amputate the leg. So they were like, well, last stop, you know, we're just going to amputate this thing above the knee, and there you go, you know. So the surgery is scheduled, right? It takes a while to, you know, get this done. And along comes this somebody who says, you know, there's this guy, and his name's Tom Palladino, and he's got this kind of this crazy scalar energy thing. And here's the connection, you know, and you can sign up for that. And so, I mean, what the heck, right? I'm going to lose my leg right here. You know, she's going to lose her leg. And so she's like, well, what the heck? I'll do it. You know, what can it hurt? Unbelievable. She did your free trial, right? Just the free trial.
Right.
And the infection went away. The thing got better. And she's still got her leg. Mm-hmm. And she's all better. And the way this story came through, and I'd love to have you tell the audience, I don't know if you can or not, but the original story many, many years ago was about the Ebola virus in Africa. And this is how we found out about you, was there was some Ebola outbreak in Africa. A couple of researchers in America ended up getting it. It was incurable at the time. They came back, Center of Disease Control, something was going on there. And then we heard that the rumor was, the story was that you had stepped in to be of service. And I is that a story that that's okay to tell?
That's true and accurate. Go on.
Okay. Well, anyway, I had heard that you were possibly muzzled about that story. I don't know what ended up happening there, but there was supposedly things went very well for those people that got that particular.
That's true and accurate. Thank you for relaying those two testimonies. So what are we getting at? Well, I work with instruments. I work with scalar energy instruments. This is a scientific process. This is not a psychic event. This is not a psychic action. And these instruments that I work with can pinpoint a microbe, a germ, and break down the molecular structure of a microbe. Light energy is fundamental, and light can dictate or instruct a microbe, a germ, to break apart, whether it's a bacterium or the Ebola virus. And what I've perfected over the years is this pathogenic lens with scalar energy instruments that can detect, identify a microbe, virus, bacterium, fungus, and simply negate the molecular structure that holds together that pathogen. And you're right, we were working with Christian missionaries in Uganda back in 2013, 2014, and we were receiving photographs of people who were infected with the Ebola virus. We work by way of photographs. The photograph is, the bilocated version of a person. Long story short, working with these social activists and Christian missionaries in Africa, we received many photographs of people who had Ebola. And we worked with them. And the upshot is, provided that person wasn't hemorrhaging or close to death, they recovered. So it's apparent to me in my laboratory that I can, yes, identify the signal or the signature of the Ebola virus and eradicate it. And apparently that's having a great prospect for healing for people who are infected with Ebola in Africa. So what am I getting at? This is a new science. I'm one of the pioneers in this new science. This is not Western medicine. This is not Newtonian physics. It's a new science. It's not electromagnetic in character. And the world is starting to realize what this new technology can do.
Yeah. Wow. And now, you know, I read a little bit, and it sounds like Nikola Tesla, right? Back in the day, yes. Did he have something to do with this discovery?
Yeah. He was the initial scalar energy researcher. He, if you will, could harness and control scalar energy. If you look at Tesla's career, later in his career, he was working what he called radiant energy. And why was he calling it radiant energy? It was energy that pervaded the universe. He was no longer interested in AC electricity. So if you're really careful and you study his work, he speaks of radiant energy sometime later in his career. Well, obviously, he's not referring to electricity. He would have called it electromagnetic energy. Tesla developed scalar energy instruments. He developed a free energy scalar energy tower in Long Island, New York. At that time, the powers that be were very intimidated by free energy from the sun and the stars, as you put forth early in this interview. So this is free energy from the sun and the stars. Tesla was the first man to control this free energy. I control it every day now in my laboratory. and it's going to change the world.
Okay, so I have all the questions, because I probably, of the three of us, know the least about this. Of course, I've heard of scalar energy for a while. You know, we had scalar energy bracelets. Still didn't know where it came from or any of that. So my curiosity is, you said you use instruments. So are we talking about a satellite? No. Are we talking about a crystal ball? Like, what kind of instruments hone scalar energy?
Yeah, they're custom-built instruments. My instrument, if I laid it out on a table, it'd be 7 feet long. It has, if you will, the ability to convert an electrical signal into a scalar energy signal. And ultimately, I have two Tesla coils, a receiver and a projector, a receiver and a transmitter that will, if you will, send that energy, or if you will, create a scalar energy environment. So yes, they're custom-built instruments. I'm using Tesla technology. Within that instrument, it's a different physics. Within that instrument, it is a scalar energy environment. It's no longer an electromagnetic environment in that instrument. And that's really what's so profound about this energy. We're working with a different dimension. A lot of people say it's beyond space-time. That's true. We're working in a different reality.
So it's a different dimension, dimensionality we're working with. I know it's hard for everybody, including myself, to get our minds around. So would you say that it's a whole paradigm shift, that maybe we think we understand electricity and electric healing, but this is something far beyond that?
Yes, it is. It's not electricity. It's not magnetism. It indeed is a different reality. And many times people will see this different reality when they are in a dream state, and people feel that they can teleport around the world. Many times that deep dream state is a scalar energy force field. You've seen sometimes flying objects, anti-gravity objects. The only way you can overcome gravity is by controlling the scalar energy that controls the gravity. So those anti-gravity instruments are scalar energy dimensions. They're operating in a scalar energy dimension whereby they're no longer subject to gravity.
So Tom, are you saying that there is a possibility of creating portals from move to place with scalar energy at some point?
Yes.
This is my personal fantasy.
Yes. Yes. Now, Tesla apparently was involved in what was known as the Philadelphia experiment. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes.
It was a U.S. Navy ship in which apparently they had two gigantic Tesla coils mounted on this Navy ship. And the Navy ship teleported instantaneously from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, down to Virginia, and eventually teleported back to Philadelphia. Now, that's quite a distance, and the teleportation took place instantaneously. And also during this experiment, the Philadelphia experiment, it was found that some of the sailors had been fused into the hull of the ship. Well, that can be explained because in a scalar energy environment, you lose your physical rigidity. If this represents a molecule, and during a scalar energy environment, that molecule becomes non-physical and it loses its physical rigidity. So two physical objects can interpenetrate one another, just as my fingers are interpenetrating. And if you once again go back to an electromagnetic event, those two physical objects will fuse into one another. And during the Philadelphia experiment, apparently the sailors said during this scalar energy event, they could walk through the ship, the hull of the ship, because they were spirit-like. They were no longer bound to the physical dimension. They were in a scalar energy environment. Well, after the experiment ended, some of the soldiers were still passing through the ship, and they then were stuck in place. They went, the ship and the soldiers, the sailors, went back to their physical rigidity. And it's reported that the sailors and the ship were fused one into the other. Now, why do I mention that? Well, it's a unique environment. What I just described is not typical. And this gives the audience some indication that, yes, teleportation is possible, that, yes, physical objects can become spirit-like or non-physical. And in that other dimension, the scalar energy dimension, the physics, the laws of nature are entirely different than that of electromagnetic energy.
Amazing, incredible story. I love that story so much. There was an interview recently with some people that suggested the possibility that there were some scientists that actually were able to use the same technology to go back in time and repair the issue that created the fusing of the soldiers into the boat, that there was some kind of a generator on the boat that was misfiring or doing something incorrect that created that problem. All right. Yeah. We'll talk more about this when we come back. We need to hear from our good friends at the UK Health Radio. UK Health, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, so we're back and we are talking about some really fun stuff. We started out talking about scalar energy. We're talking about ships transporting, teleporting, the possibility, my personal favorite, of teleportation around the planet. But let's bring it back down to health, because this is the UK Health Radio Network. How does this actually help a person's health? Mm-hmm. And is it going to be the new way that we heal?
It is. It already is the new way that we heal. What is this technology? Well, again, it's not electricity or magnetism. So with my scalar energy instruments, I have developed a technique to control molecular forms, amongst other things. So what am I saying? These instruments can actually take the existing elements, such as nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, oxygen, and just rearrange the elements of the human body. And when we rearrange those elements, we can create a vitamin, a mineral, an antioxidant, an amino acid. So I take the existing elements and I simply rearrange those elements into a micronutrient. Now, this is the control, this is the mastery of scalar energy. It's instructional energy. So when I send instructions into my body or the body of an animal, I have a dog, I'm always treating my dog for nutrients. And I'm simply rearranging the elements in my dog's body into vitamins, into minerals. This is transmutation. We can control matter.
That is fantastic. So the question is how do you send it? So you said you have the instruments. How's it directed into a body?
Okay. Well, everything I do is by way of a photograph. So let me give the audience a for instance, if I were working with a photograph, and I would receive an emailed photograph of a person, and then I would match that photograph up with a magnified photograph of, say vitamin B2. So if I took my photograph and I matched it side by side, a photograph of vitamin B2, those energy fields from the two photographs, my photograph would communicate with vitamin B2. And what the upshot is, what is being imparted? The information that is imparted is for vitamin B2 to reassemble in my body. So the instruction is always by way of a photograph. And I use photographs because it's fail-safe. There's no interpretation. A photograph is what? A source of light. It interprets physical reality. So by using photographs of vitamins, I instruct those photographs to download or to impart, if you will, that informational input into my body.
So do you have to know specifically what that body needs?
No. And that's the beauty of scalar energy. It's the all-knowing presence of God. God will dictate how much of a nutrient that somebody needs. So what I see with these instruments, it has a knowledge of homeostasis. I never see an overdose. I never see a superfluity. I see just the right amount of a nutrient. So that's very promising to me.
Okay. So you said earlier that you could change, let's say, a virus or bacteria. And now there's a possibility of the of vitamins. What about a whole organ? Can a whole organ be changed by the scalar energy?
I believe so. I'm not there quite yet, but I believe our DNA can be addressed. I believe our DNA can be programmed. If we can start programming DNA, we can probably regrow tissue, including an organ. You know, what are the instructions? Well, you got to go back to the genome. What am I saying? If we can correct the genome, then the genome will send out the necessary proteins to rebuild tissue.
That's amazing. So at some point in time in the future, that might be the possibility to actually right. just turn on the DNA right. that will create that change. So are you foreseeing in the future that maybe we'll be able to turn on the rest of the genes that right now we're saying are dormant and right. create even other possibilities?
Yeah, probably. And I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, the dormant genes, as we've heard, well, if you look at that from the electromagnetic perspective under the prism of an electromagnetic energy, they're perhaps considered to be dormant or non-functioning. I can assure you they're not. Why? Scalar energy creates a genome. Scalar energy is responsible for DNA. So any genetic material is created and maintained by scalar energy. So what we cannot explain by way of electromagnetic energy, we eventually will be able to understand genetic function to a completer sense by way of scalar theory. It is scalar energy is a double helix that creates our DNA, which is a double helix. So if you look at a scalar wave, the proportion to a scalar wave is identical to human DNA. So scalar energy is the cause of DNA, both active and inactive DNA. So what is the point here? This is an information system we don't understand. Once we understand the infinite intelligence of scalar energy, then we'll understand the infinite ability of our DNA.
That is amazing, really fascinating. I mean, the idea that, you know, because we're actually, our DNA is made of that light, that we can use that same light to transform it, really opens up the world to everything. I mean, at some point, yes. if that's true, we could shapeshift, which is also one of my personal things that I'm certain has to be possible. Teleport, change the reality as we know it is what it sounds like. Will you share with us some stories? The audience loves stories. Share with us what you've seen possible.
Yeah, currently we're working with a clinic in India, Om Prakash. It's an HIV AIDS clinic. It has about 10,000 people who belong to this clinic who are positive, HIV positive. And we've already worked with 3,000 people from Om Prakash by way of their photograph. Now, again, to instill this, we only work with photographs. Scalar energy transcends time and space. So a photograph of a person captures their energy field. You don't visit my laboratory. You simply email me your photograph. Now, going back to my story, at this clinic, Om Prakash in Delhi, India, we've worked with 3,000 people and everybody feels better. And those who once were HIV positive, if they have now a follow-up PCR test, their PCR tests are undetectable. Nobody has any detectable viral load anymore at Om Prakash if they went through our program.
That's incredible. I mean, really, really incredible. So that's one virus. Have you done it with others besides for Ebola?
Yes, it's I don't mean to be coy and condescending, but when you have a scalar energy instrument and you can control the molecular geometry, the molecular structure of a microbe, it's easy to break apart the HIV virus. It is easy to break apart the Ebola virus. Now, I would caution people, that doesn't mean that you're out of the woods. You still have to eat well. You still have to recuperate. But from my end, from what I've seen after 45 years of experimentation, it is easy to break down the molecular structure of any microbe. As long as I have a photograph of a microbe, I can destroy it.
So is that how it works? You, yeah. Like, for example, like when you went after the HIV, you yeah. had photograph of the HIV, and were you, when you photograph it, are you photographing it destroyed? Is that how it works, or how does that work?
If I had a photograph of the herpes virus, all I would have to do is place this photograph of the herpes virus inside an instrument, a scalar energy instrument. The instrument would look at the instructions or the signature of the herpes virus, and then send that information into me. So a photograph of the herpes virus would serve to identify and destroy the herpes virus. A photograph of the HIV virus would serve to seek out, to identify the energy signal of HIV and destroy HIV.
So does this have also some ramifications for anti-aging in the future? Is it the thing, because we can affect DNA, that will extend life? Or
it will extend life. It will extend life. You've seen many experiments with pyramids, how pyramids will slow down the decay of say, a dead animal or a dead person. Why? Because it slows down. It's a different time dimension. It actually slows down biochemical decay, which really translates in many ways free radical damage. In some fashion, it will, yes, extend life. I am 62 years of age, and I believe it has served to keep me young and fit. I'm on it every day, obviously.
So what does that mean, you're on it every day? What's the actual thing that you do?
It's called our standardized session, in which I eradicate microbes on a daily basis. I create nutrients on a daily basis, and I balance the seven chakras. Those three sessions in one serve to improve human and animal health significantly. I'm on that standardized session. That's what we offer to everybody for free. And that standardized session has enhanced my health.
So tell everybody, we're going to give that to everybody for free here in the next segment. So tell everybody, what does it look like? They sign up, and then how do they receive it? They send you their photo. What do they do?
Correct. All we ask is for a photograph, just a facial photo, a bust shot. Don't keep your shirt on, so to speak. So email us your photograph, and that's all you have to do. On a daily basis, we will respond to you by way of email. We'll instruct you as to what we're doing. All you have to do is email the photograph of yourself, family members, if you're so inclined. Just live a sensible life. We do the work. On a daily basis, we have a microbial cleanse, the nutrient program. We create nutrients, and we'll balance your brain waves and chakras on a daily basis. And then I would say after 15 days, then you be the judge. I'd say the greater majority of people say that they feel better after this standardized session. And you should, because we can perform so many health benefits. Even though this new science does not equate with Western medicine, it doesn't. It still is a quantum science, and you will feel better. The greater majority of people say that they feel better.
All right. So when we get back from our next break, we'll share that with everybody. So UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Okay. So Tom has so graciously offered everybody can get 15 days free of the Scalar Light sessions. It's at www.scalarlight.com. And Scalar is S-C-A-L-A-R. And the word light, scalarlight.com. So this is so fascinating. I'm sure that so many people hearing it for the first time are amazed and confused. So my question to you is, what do you really want people to know? If people could walk away from this interview kind of knowing one thing about the work you do or Scalar Light or healing in general, what would it be?
Scalar energy is a new technology that will change the world. It will solve many of our problems. Right now, I believe I have the ability to solve nutritional deficiencies. I believe I have the problem solved as far as microbial disease. So I want to solve problems. There are thousands of applications with scalar energy. Once we utilize this energy, we're going to solve our problems and it will be a better world to live in. So welcome this technology.
Do you think there are applications for in the future using this for like wheat? So many people on the planet now are allergic to wheat.
Yes.
Not the wheat itself, as we know, but other problems. Yeah. Could the application be used to make that wheat, you know, bug resistant or to boost the protein? Is yes. there an application like that?
Yes. For instance, I'm working with what is called the ohia tree in Hawaii. There was a blight, a fungal blight, and we've been working with millions of ohia trees in Hawaii. We're able to eradicate the plant fungus in millions of ohia trees. And I think we've in some way stopped the blight of rapid ohia death. Now, all by way of photographs, and yes, we can eradicate pathogens, including a fungus in a plant or in crops. And also keep in mind, you can create micronutrients for crops. So I see this as being the benefit to increase crop yield. If we can provide nutrients for crops, we're going to have a robust harvest. We will increase crop yield. We've done that with some farmers.
How about water? Is there an application for clearing water?
Yes, some people have sent me photographs of their swimming pool, a contained body of water, a swimming pool, a spa, or a lake. We've been able to break down algae, if you will, eradicate algae.
That's incredible. Yeah. Really cool. So in the future, how do you see this progressing? You have an instrument. Are there going to be many of these instruments? Will people have one in their house? What will it look like for us in the future?
Good question. I want to introduce this as the benefits for quantum health. I want people to realize that. Once we have that understanding, then we're going to move on. We're going to have free energy instruments in each home. I want to be able to remove the shackles of, let's just call it our military-industrial complex. I want this energy to be free and available to everybody. So I want to break those monopolies, Frank.
All righty. So that's a big statement. And those of us who, you know, tend to be aware of other things going on the planet, does it concern you? Are you in danger in some way by saying that this is a possibility?
No, Jesus protects me. But let's just say that my work is now being scrutinized by the powers that be. They realize that I'm following in Nikola Tesla's footsteps. And they realize that scalar energy and application represents free energy for the world. And that will change the political landscape. That will change the financial landscape, that will change industry. That's going to change the world.
You know, I know there's a lot of fear on the planet that, okay, if we let go of big oil, or we even let go of big pharma, and, you know, our medical industrial complex is massive, that everybody will lose their job and we'll all go broke. Mm. But it has occurred to me that if you have scalar instruments, they have to be produced. That would create jobs. Mm-hmm. Things that receive and utilize or convert that energy might have to be used. It seems like the whole planet would just change.
Yes.
And there wouldn't be a loss of anything but a gain. How do you feel about it?
I agree with you. Let me give you this analogy. If we did not have any technology, we would have to work a lot more. It would be much more laborious. But if we have technology, then we have to work. We can work fewer hours, and we can work in a much more, what I would consider, dignified fashion. So as scalar energy, free energy becomes the norm, we're going to work less, and gone is the 40-45 hour work week. I don't foresee why anybody should have to work more than 10 hours a week. Instruments, machines will do our work. We will automate the world. Gone is the 40 hour work week, gone.
So what do you think people will do with themselves? What do you think will happen if you don't?
I can do many things if I don't have to work. If you need any advice, you just come to Tom Palladino. I'll give you a list of 1,000 things we can do instead of working 40 hours a week.
So give us a little bit of that list, because I'm sure people think, well, if I'm just sitting around my house, am I going to get fat and lazy? I mean, obviously Bill and I, we've got about 1,000 things we could do during the week as well. But what if people don't? What are you thinking that people might do with themselves?
People have to spend more time with their family. You know, if you have a family, spend more time with your family. I'm all for having an evening meal and spending an hour every night with your family instead of eating fast food. I think people will pray more. I think people will go back to school. I think people will finally get 7.5-8 hours of sleep every night. I think everybody should take 4 weeks vacation every year. Believe me, I'll fill up your calendar. You come to me, I'll give you 1,000 things. You need to pick out a hobby. Become an environmentalist. Clean up your neighborhood. I'll have a list of 2,000 things you can do.
In my personal utopia, where we would be able to use this portal to go places instantly, people would see this planet. We've got such a short time on the planet, and most of us do not get to see anything but our own backyard or our own city. So in my personal utopia, we would get to really see and experience this gorgeous planet, because there are places on this planet that are absolutely breathtaking. The kind of reverence they create just by seeing them is something, you know, Bill and I use to get people in that state. The beauty, the grace of it. So I think that one thing that would change for everyone is how we view what we live on this globe and the people that are so beautiful.
Yes, bravo. That's what an anti-gravity society would do. If we could all travel the planet and look at different cultures, we would see, we would learn from other cultures. And then you really, in many ways, you wouldn't have the racism that we have today. You know, once you realize that there's so many nationalities and religions and philosophies and different cultural aspects and mores, the list goes on and on, it would really be an eye-opener, and it should be. And that's one of the things I want to enculturate the world. So good for you, let's enculturate mankind.
Well, right, if I don't know, you know how much you've traveled, I've gotten to travel some, I know Bill has, and one of my greatest joys is to see how people do things differently. You know, what do their clothes look like? What does their food look like?
Right.
My family is also Italian, Sicilian, and, you know, Americans who go, they can't believe it that they're eating dinner at 10 o'clock at night and then going for a stroll after. Like, it is the weirdest thing ever.
Yes.
So these are the types of things I absolutely love seeing. Our differences are what is so interesting, at least to me. And I think if every person got the opportunity to look around at other places and have some of these rich experiences, that each of our lives would be way, way more enriched, different. Our minds would be opened. And we would start to be able to think about each other in a completely different way. So if this scalar light thing can do that, I'm right in.
Yeah, that's the future that I envision. It's this technology will remove scarcity. You know, one of the problems we have in our economic model is scarcity. Energy is scarce. Resources are scarce. Well, imagine if I have one photograph of riboflavin, and I could give 1 billion people the necessary nutrients that they need by way of a photograph. On a daily basis, I could provide the riboflavin that people need, 1 billion people need. Well, that's the game changer. There is no scarcity. Free energy from the sun and stars, there is no scarcity. So this changes the economic model, that the financial markets will have to adjust to this. Now, scarcity is the number one consideration on any financial economic model.
Yeah, it really is the driver. So what about the idea of manifesting? Is this the real, you know, thoughts become things model? Is this really what we're talking about, that absolutely, every person would be able to create what they need and want so there would be no scarcity at all?
Absolutely. That's what we're working with. This is the thought model. This is the prayer model. When Jesus said, pray unceasingly, that's what scalar energy is. It's light in action. Prayer, positive thinking is light. It's this life force energy that's instructive, that decides the future. Light instructions will dictate our future, will dictate our environment. That's why it's so important to pray and to have positive thoughts.
Well, and Bill's always saying you can't think greater than you feel.
Yes.
And so that brings us back to the health. So many of us just don't feel good. And when you don't feel good, you just can't think. You can't think your way out of a paper bag when your body's suffering. Yeah. So alleviating that at the start would be, in my estimation, the thing that would bring us to the place of being able to think better. If we feel better, we can think better and we can do better at that point. So it sounds like the scalar energy could be the initiation point of that.
Yes, you're right. And this is instructive energy. If there's any takeaway that the audience has from this, make this instructive energy part and parcel of your life and you'll have a better life. There's great merit to positive thinking. There's great merit to having goals. There's great merit to eating nutritious food. All of that is the life force energy.
So what can people do? We have about 5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. So one, they can sign up and get the 15 days of free scalar light. Scalarlight.com is where you can sign up for that. But is there something else that people could do in their lives right now that you believe would make a difference for them?
Yeah, I do. And again, it goes back to the human mind and the human heart are scalar energy vessels. If you've ever wondered, how do we think? How is it that we can create, memorize, deduce? Thinking is a function of scalar energy. Our emotions, our feelings are scalar energy wavelengths. Now, consider what I'm saying. The mind and the heart are scalar energy vessels. So God get everybody a mind and a heart. It's innate. It's part of our fabric. We just don't realize that. And many people who have a successful or a happy life think well, right? And they feel well. They have positive thoughts. They have a positive disposition, a positive attitude. And in many ways, that's the game breaker here. And it's rather simple. It's rather patent. We just have to remind ourselves. And then I would say this, and I say this frequently when I'm interviewed. I think people are a little bit too difficult on themselves. If you make it one or two improvements a day, or you have one or two goals a day, that's fantastic. Because if you do that 365 days a year, you're a genius. Now, in my research, it didn't come to me all in one day. Every day I research or I do something that's positive. And after doing that year in, year out, then I have this cumulative effect. And it's monumental. You know, some people have seen an investment grow over 5 or 10 years. And what do? You just keep at the investment. Well, if money compounds, so does our disposition, so does our attitude, so does our well-being. So use that as an example. Make every day count. Even if it's something that you think is small, something small will be monumental.
So Tom, you in order to do this process, right, they provide a photo and they get a free 15-day trial. Yes. Now, I know one of the thoughts that many people are thinking is, you know, I don't really want this for me, but I have an addicted relative, addicted yes. to yes. something, is or maybe they're mentally ill. Mm-hmm. And is there anything that you could say about providing a photo of somebody that's not you? Do you need permission in order to do this? And what's the effect of it without permission? What would you say about that?
We would like people to have permission before we treat them. Now, if you're the guardian of, say, your sibling or somebody that's mentally impaired, let's say your parents no longer can rationate, by all means, if you're the guardian, then you have that responsibility to a child or to somebody who's enfeebled. But if you're of the age of reason, we want you to say yes to this. This is why we offer it on the website. Anybody in the world can sign up. We want adults to make the adult decision and to sign themselves up, not the entire soccer team.
Hmm. Got it.
Yeah. And well, Tom, it's been great having you on the show. And that's amazing stories of the work you've done around the globe. And we certainly look forward to hearing about all the latest enhancements that you come up with. We'd love to stay in touch and hear about what you got going on.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Bill.
I cannot wait to hear what else is possible here. This is very exciting for me, especially the possibility of portals. So if you guys out there, if you're listening and you sign up for this and you have some kind of an amazing result, please reach out and let us know. Reach out and let Tom know. We need to know that it's working. We need to know what's happening, and we need to share it with each other. All right, you guys. We will see you all again next week. Thank you so much, Tom, for being with us.
Thank you.
Everybody, be safe and be well.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.